The Girl with Two Skins. 1. On your knees between moon green shoots, beside a sack of seed, a silver can, a white spade, a ball is tucked into the bustle of your skirt like a pearl, but not a pearl. You pulled it up, round as a beet from between the mint and the beans, where I had sunk it in the earth, as though I fished for a lone-finned, moss-gilled coelacanth at the bottom of the world. I thought it safe. I crawl to you on belly, henna bright, teeth out, scratching the basil sprouts, eyes flash phosphor. In the late light, slant gold light, you must see the old tale echo beneath my muddy dress. 239. I howl against the barking church bells. Give it back! Give it back! I need it! 2. Once I sculpt snoutwise through scrap iron forests, and to each man with his silver pail scowled, you are not beautiful enough to make me human. I had a fox's education, rich coffee grounds in every house gutter, mice whose bones were sweet to suck, stolen bread and rainwater on whiskers, slow theogonies of bottle caps and house cats. I crouched, the color of rusted stairs, and to each boy who chased me through rotted wheat, laughed, "You are not beautiful enough to turn my tail to feet." But this is a story, and in a story, there is always someone beautiful enough. In a wood I found you, in the classical way, a girl in a dress with a high hem, ribbons in her teeth, honey on her thumbs. Damn all your red hair, just enough like fur. Damn all your small mouth, your damp smell. Damn all your pianos and stitching hoops. Had I but pause enough to stamp out your every spoken word like snow. Make your waist like this, indicating curve. Make your eyes like this, indicating blue. Make your face, make your skin, make your clever, clever hands. Make them this way, indicating civilized, indicating soft, your own, your freckled breast, linen-bound. The old vixens, with their scabby, mushroom-strung claws, only said to run from boys. And you looked so thick and pure, like the inside of a bone. 3. I lashed my tail to my waist in your goldwood kitchen, ridiculous in blue silk, with cornflowers in my ears. We bent over squash soup and sour cherries. You put your hands over mine to show me how to crease dough on a silver pan. I bit your cheek at tea time. You smelled all day of my musk. No! You laughed like sugar stirring. Your feet are too black. Your teeth are so sharp. Can you not stand up straight in my old dresses? Can you not make your flesh like mine? Shamed, fur flamed across my cheek, that you patted it pale with flour and sweet, and I wept to be savage and bristle stiff in such a tidy place, in such silent, clean arms. I slept curled at the foot of your bed, reeking of lavender and lilac, though I spied no purple field. I growled at moths that plagued your hair and woke with every stairwell creak. But you brushed back my pelt with lullabies into a long braid that fell across pillows like shoulder blades. You showed me the word kitsune in a book with a long ribbon mark like blood spilled on the print. I chewed the page and swallowed it and learned there only that crawling into your arms, embarrassed by my heat, my wet nose, was like becoming a girl with two skins. 4. This is a story, and it is true of all stories that the sound, when they slam shut, is like a key turning. I was sewing, hands too bloody, half paws. It takes such a long time to become a woman. Smears of needle-bitten skin, and you scrutinizing the cross-stitching. No, no, like this, my love, like mine. When he came to call, when you, with hair sleek as linseed oil, and my eyes still so black, still unable to imitate the blue you demanded, danced with him in our kitchen, fed him our yellow soups with sprigs of thyme. He smiled at me, with pomade in that grin, and walking canes and silverware and spring gloves. I snapped at him, for a simple fox may still understand her rival and know what is expected. But the recoil, the shrieking of her, the shrinking into his great smooth arms, the lifting of her blue skirts to keep them clear of the stink of my fume. A vixen chews out the throat of her enemies like stripping bark from a birch. It is the sophisticated thing. How was I to know you meant to keep him? Absurd in my torn dress, tail bulging free, the muzzle you tried so to train to lips, curled back, knife whiskered. I stood with blood beating my flesh to drum taut, in our kitchen, in our hall, mange sodden and mud-bellied, before the man who was beautiful enough. Beautiful enough. 5. It is not possible, he said later, when I scrabbled at the door he built, when my skin was blue and bruised, when there was no russet left in me, when my nakedness in the snow was goose-pimpled and smelled so damp, so much like soup and cherries and creased dough in a silver pan. It is not possible to love for long what is not a girl, sweet nor soft nor civilized, nor trained to tile and mantle shine. Stray beast in the house, scolded when she spoils supper with her hunger, when her rough tongue spoils every cultivated thing, skin and sewing and lavender bed together. See how tall he stands, see how gentle his voice. See how his hands on me never cut. Then give it back. I need it. My pearl, which is not a pearl. I do not want your shape. Let me go back. I want to go back. But you keep it by you. Pretty jeweled thing. It adorns you as I did not. The heat of you warms it like an egg. I am cold in the evening of blue warnings. I haunt your garden, your raspberry rose, your squash blossoms, a naked wastrel, flat teeth chattering. I hold one arm out to you, clung with snail-trapped ruin. Keep one over my breasts, which you taught to be modest. As the moon comes up, like a pearl but not a pearl, you gather up the mint and rosemary, and do not see how I claw with woman's nails the waste you gave me just to make it red again.